Luther's final sermon, an admonition against the Jews, preached in Eisleben, Germany, Monday, February 15, 1546, 3 days before his death, at the age of 62. From Luther's Works, Volume 58, pages 458 and 459. An admonition against the Jews. Now that I have been here and preached to you for a while, it is time for me to go home and perhaps never preach to you again. Therefore, I want to leave you with this blessing in prayer, that you remain diligent in the word of God's grace that your preachers and pastors faithfully teach you, and that you may become accustomed to praying God to protect you from all the wise and prudent ones, Matthew 11 verse 25, who despise the doctrine of the gospel, for they have often done much harm and would like to do still more. More than others, you still have Jews in your land who do great harm. Now we want to deal with them in a Christian manner and in the first place, to offer them the Christian faith, so that they will receive the Messiah, who is after all their kinsmen, born of their flesh and blood, and the true seed of Abraham, of whom they boast. I am afraid, however, that Jewish blood has now become more diluted and impure. You should first invite them to turn to the Messiah and be baptized, so that people can see that they are serious. If not, we will not tolerate them, for Christ has commanded us to be baptized and believe in Him. Although we are not yet able to believe as strongly as we ought, nevertheless God bears with us patiently. Now the way things stand with the Jews is this, that they daily blaspheme and slander our Lord Jesus Christ. Since they do this, and we know about it, we should not tolerate it. For if I tolerate in my midst someone who slanders, blasphemes, and curses my Lord Christ, then I make myself a participant in the sins of another, 1 Timothy 5 verse 22. But if I already have enough sins of my own, then you lords, should not tolerate them but drive them away. If, however, they convert, give up usury, and receive Christ, then we will gladly regard them as our brothers. Otherwise, it will not work, for they have gone too far. They are our open enemies. They do not cease to blaspheme our Lord Christ. They call the Virgin Mary a whore, and Christ, the child of a whore. Us they call changelings and abortions, and if they could kill us all, they would gladly do so. And they often do, especially those claiming to be doctors, even if they do help on occasion, for it is the devil who lends his help and seal. They are also practitioners of the medicine used in Italy, where poison is administered to kill someone in an hour, a month, a year, even 10 or 20 years. This is the art they have mastered. Therefore do not be troubled for them, for they do nothing else among you than to blaspheme our dear Lord Jesus Christ abominably and to seek after our body, life, honor and property. Yet we want to exercise Christian love toward them and pray for them to convert and receive the Lord, whom they should properly honor more than we do. If anyone refuses to do this, let there be no doubt that he is an incorrigible Jew who will not cease to blaspheme Christ, to suck you dry, and if he can, to kill you. Therefore, I beseech you not to participate in the sins of others. You have enough to pray from God, that he might be merciful to you and preserve your government, even as I still pray daily and hide myself under the shield of the Son of God, Psalm 91 verse 1. Him I regard and honor as my Lord. To him I must run and flee if the devil, sin, or other misfortune assails me. For he is my shield, as broad as heaven and earth, and the hen under whose wings I crawl before God's wrath, Psalm 91 verse 4, Matthew 23 verse 37. For this reason, I can have neither fellowship nor patience with the stubborn blasphemers and slanderers of this dear Savior. This is the final warning I wanted to give you as your countrymen, that you should not participate in the sins of others. For I would give good and faithful advice, both to the lords and to their subjects. If the Jews will be converted to us and cease their blasphemy, and whatever else they have done to us, we will gladly forgive them. But if not, then neither should we tolerate or endure them among us. Amen. End of On the Jews and Their Lies, and An Admonition Against the Jews, by Martin Luther, 1543 and 1546 A.D.